Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Hello, welcome to the program. The weekend's almost over. I just came from taking my children to a birthday party. It was a lovely time. Lots of children, about 60 of them. And as we watched the children play and sing and run around, I noticed that a good large percentage actually were overweight. Obese is the right word to say. And it dawned on us parents that we have a ticking time bomb on our hands. We began to talk about how to help our children, and that's why I have this program, Obesity in Children. And I'm talking about the children who are 10 years or less, or younger to put it mildly. And folks out there, we have a ticking time bomb. It is actually exploding in our face if it hasn't already done so. There are several reasons why we have obese children in our society. Unfortunately, Africa has got both sides of the coin. We have drought and it comes with malnutrition, and we have the overnutrition, where is where our focus today. We have a problem. And the first reason that we have obese children, our lifestyle. Take a look at our lifestyle, folks. How many of you have to leave home very, very early? Our traffic jams are legendary. So to beat them, the children have to go to school. So they have to wake up extremely early. They have to leave home all by 6 o'clock, 6:30 the very latest. And then when they come back at well past 5 o'clock. It's not uncommon to see children being dropped from school at 6 p.m., especially on those rainy days. Oh God, look at our environment. How many of us remember those good old days we used to run around in the yard or gardens and run around in the parks and play hide and seek? Today in Nairobi, where I am recording from, look, go back to those old residential areas and you will be shocked at the number of apartment buildings that we have built. We have built and built and built, and we have left no open spaces for our children to play, to run, to walk, and just enjoy the great outdoors. In some parts of our cities, the buildings have been built so close that you can hardly open your window. And you can give your neighbor a spoon from one building to the next. That is how our society has become. Where will our children play? Where will they run? It is our fault. It is our fault. Let's look at our lifestyle again. As our children leave home at 6:30, we are also, as parents, as mothers, as fathers, we are leaving home with them at 6:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock. Those legendary traffic jams make it difficult for us, and we have to leave home. So there's little or no time to prepare a nutritious meal for the child in the morning. And what time do we get home? Are you guessing? 6:30, 7 o'clock, or is it 8 o'clock? When it rains, that is. We have no time. Our lifestyles have become running. We are running. Or let's turn our attention to the meals. Since we are leaving early in the morning at 6:30, who likes to eat breakfast at 6 in the morning anyway? Who does? If we as adults don't, then do we expect our children to? Lucky for those who say yes, their children eat breakfast. But for majority of those who children are big, obese, most likely is that they have little or no breakfast. They don't break the fast, the nighttime fast. So when they get to school, mom, dad, or the caregiver gives them a little money, and it's to buy snacks. Usually that snack is not very nutritious. So the poor child is snacking throughout the morning. They haven't eaten of anything of nutritional value. And when the child gets back, the parent is not there. We are not there. So who is giving this child their evening snack or their evening meal? If you're lucky, it is a house help. But are you really sure that that evening meal is healthy? After speaking to thousands of women and parents, the answer is usually no. The house help will usually prepare the meal in a rush, and they will use a lot of fat, a lot of salt, and it will be prepared in a hurry. And because of the tough economic times that we find ourselves in, you will find very little nutritional value in that evening meal. Let's go back to school. Back to the snack time. Let's pretend we are at your child's school right now. What will we find if we give the child some money to buy food? Let's go to the school tuck shop or school kiosk. We will find sodas, queen cakes, sweets, potato chips or crisps, popcorn, ice cream, biscuits. What are your chances of finding a fruit or a fruit juice? And that is not just any fruit juice, it is 100% fruit juice. Chances are slim or next to none, you will find fruits. And if they are there, your child will probably not pick the fruit or fruit juice. They will probably drink the soda, the queen cake, and the friends will do the same too. So there's an element of peer pressure involved. What about lunch? Will the child buy a nutritious lunch? Is it available? Answer usually is no. What is available for the child to buy? Chips and sausage, or French fries and sausage and chips, chapati or a flatbread or spaghetti and sausages. And for those who are lucky to have a catered meal, usually it involves the same things. Chips and sausage, chips and a beef stew, perhaps, chapati and a beef stew. And when you probably say, oh, but there is a beef stew. Take a second look. Take a second look at that beef stew. Is it the lean beef? Or is it the beef that is full, the cuts of beef that are full of fat, the white stuff? Chances are that it is not as nutritious as you think it is. Are there vegetables? Is there a fruit? Go find out. You will be shocked that the answer is usually no. And then you might say, but there's PE, there's physical education. Let's count how many times their child gets a PE. Is it once a week, twice a week, or more? If it's a big school, it's usually once a week. What are they doing during PE? Is it the intense running, swimming, hockey, tennis? If it's once a week, is it enough to reduce any weight gain? The answer is usually no. Oh, how did they get to school? When you look outside your window, how many of you have ever look, found the or seen those school transporters, the big buses in all colors, shapes, and sizes? Majority of our children are being transported in private vehicles or school buses. Very few do walk to school. The ones that do see children who are walking to school, you will have to go to the very poorer neighborhoods where, like the slums, where children walk to school. Most of the working middle class and upper middle class sections of our cities, the children are being driven in vehicles. So they're leaving very early without breakfast. They're eating unhealthy snacks full of sugar, high fat, and salt. Their school lunch is not much better, or they're buying lunch that is not healthy. When they do come back in the evening, there's hardly any time to play. There's no place to play. And then what do they do if they have no homework? Ooh, have you ever had screen time? The TV, the telephones, the laptop, all of those contribute to our children being obese. The children sit and play games on your phone. They play games on your laptops. They sit and watch cartoons. They have no space to play outside anyway, and they have to do something. They have to occupy themselves. So they have lots and lots of hours in front of a screen. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, for every problem that we have created as a society, we have a solution. And the solution is with us. Parents, we have to get involved in our day-to-day activities of our children. There's no going back. There's no going back. These are the solutions I suggest as a nutritionist and as a mother. First, let's switch off all our electronics. Switch off the TV, hide those phones, put away the laptop, and then listen to the withdrawal screams from your children. The tantrums will come, but you got to stand strong. Please have no screen available or open. Send the children out. Let their nanny or let their house help Christians send the children outside to play. 30 minutes per day, that's all it's going to take. Children can occupy themselves. They are self-entertaining. Let them spend 30 to 40 minutes running around. If there is no yard, let them run around in the parking lot where the cars are parked in your apartment flat. If there is no space, have you as a parent or the house help go out in the street and take a walk with the children. Have an adult go with them and simply walk. Simply walk outside. For those parents who are able to, buy the cheap, simple toys, a ball. If there is no ball, make one with paper. Let the children kick it around between the parked cars. Buy a frisbee, anything. Get the children out of the house, out of the flat. Get them out there. We talked about our environment, how we have built and built and built. But in every city that is in the world, there is a special place where families can take time out. We have parks. We have walking, space to walk on the road. Let us take advantage of those. It is free. It is there. Let's go out to the public park. It is free. Don't go to the mall, is not what I'm saying. Just take advantage of the parks that we have in every city. Go out, carry your family meal with you and let your child run around 1 weekend in a month. 2 weekends in a month. The fresh air will get them going. We live in a cosmopolitan city here in Nairobi. And as I was walking the other day, I saw something that really struck me. And it's like somebody had hit me with a brick. And this was what I saw. A Chinese man or a Chinese immigrant running with his or jogging with his school going children. Oh, one was about 7 years old and the other one was about 10 years old. And then I walked further and I saw clearly another Chinese immigrant. I said, is there something in the air today? And then I looked around and they said, I have never seen us Africans walking with our children, jogging. I've never seen us African mothers, parents, fathers walking with our children leisurely. I've seen us walking to the bus stop. I've seen us walking to church or going to visit a friend. But I've never seen us Africans wear our shorts, wear our running shoes, and actually take our children for a walk. It is not common. If it happens in your neighborhood, give yourselves a thumbs up, because that is one thing we can learn from our visitors, the ones who have immigrated to our great countries. We can borrow a leaf from them. Let's go back to the school. Let's look at our school. Oh, when's the last time you made an impromptu visit to your children's school? Just to see what they are doing, but more specifically to see what they're eating. As every parent, I always get this nice menu at the beginning of the school term, and it tells me what the children are going to be fed on which date of the week. The menus are impressive. If I could afford them for my own children in the home setting, I would love that. But there's always a nice chunk of beef or chicken with rice or spaghetti and a fruit in season, complete with vegetables and a drink, usually water. And for snacks, they even have hot chocolate with milk. But then, really, have we as parents ever visited our school or even asked our children, what did we have for lunch today? And folks, it is shocking. I will put it simply, it is shocking. I challenge you as a parent, go find out what your child is being fed in school. And, well, chances are, if the shocking statistics are correct, your child is not being fed what they say they are being fed in the menu. Probably they are being given a high fat or a fried food and with very little vegetable, very little protein, and probably a sugary drink. And you wonder, where is your child's weight coming from? Where is it coming from? Go look at that school meal and you will see where that child's weight is coming from. And if you find that the school has given you a menu that they are not serving your child, then it is time for you to get an expert, a nutritionist. Help the school. Demand that you, as a parent, your child be fed the correct nutritious food, or simply stop giving the child school meal and simply pack your child, give your child a packed lunch. We're going to have a program on what to pack for your child so that you pack healthy snacks. It is actually easier and cheaper and much healthier for you as a parent to pack your child's lunch. And you can be guaranteed that your child will even like it better than the school meal. Let's go back to the meal. We say that the child is leaving home really early and they're skipping breakfast. We as a society and parents, when we do that, we break the cardinal rule about nutrition and child feeding. We as human beings should never skip breakfast. The word breakfast says we are breaking the fast, the nighttime fast. So if we leave, or if we allow our children to leave home without having anything in their stomach, we have broken the first rule. So our advice is always, no matter what it is that you have in your fridge or in your pantry, don't let your child leave home on an empty stomach. The best thing to do is give your child anything, and well, something simple, whether it is a bowl of porridge with some milk, yogurt, or just plain porridge. It is much healthier for the child than to for the child to go home or to go to school and buy a snack at 10 o'clock for their breakfast or for their 10 o'clock snack. That will start helping the child to lose weight. Pack a healthy snack for the child. Pack some fruits and yogurt and fruit juice, crackers, even toast, plain bread. Just plain toast with margarine will have less calories than the sugary queen cakes and sodas that your child is likely to buy at the school tuck shop. Oh, parents, parents, I know, I know, I know. We are saying eat, cook nutritious food, and you're going to say, where is the time? Where is the time? Well, parents, for the parents, other parents who have solved their child's obesity problems, this is what they had to say. They had to set a day, like Saturday morning, aside and say they are going to pre-cook all their family meals for that week on Saturday morning, and they are going to freeze them. And when mom or the parent comes home, all they have to do is warm up one meal for their family for that evening. This cuts down on time, this cuts down on wastage, and certainly the meals became a lot healthier for the children who had obesity problems. And even better, it cuts on cost. So parents out there, you'll be shocked to discover that if you pre-cook your meals, it is actually simpler and healthier. Even better, the cooking skills of the parents improved. Parents usually said, oh my goodness, I can actually use 1 or 2 teaspoons of oil in actually 3 pots of food. And if you've cooked for the whole week, your meals or the family meals becomes less fatty, less salty, and a lot tastier. Now, parents, I always ask you, when you go shopping, please don't put the junk food in your shopping carts. Let's leave the junk food at the supermarket. It's no-brainer. If there is no junk food in the house, there is no junk food for the children to eat. There is no soda, there's no sweets, chocolates, cakes. If you don't buy them, they're not in the house. Why not fill the house with fruit, small packets of fruit juices, small packets of yogurt, small packets of milk? So when the child comes home hungry and what they see in the fridge or in the pantry a healthy snack, believe me, the child will reach out for that banana. The child will reach out for that your small yogurt. The child will reach out for that any fruit or even bread, just plain bread with butter and jam instead of that soda. If it is not there, they can't eat it. That's how a lot of parents really got down to their, they helped out their children. Parents out there, every effort counts. As a society, we owe it to our children. Our every effort counts. The sad part is, parents, if we ignore the problem of having overweight and obese children, what we are really saying is we are setting up our children to suffer in the future, which is not too far away for them. We are setting them up to develop diabetes. We are setting them up to develop high blood pressure, among other illnesses. What we are really telling our children is that we are ensuring that they have get high medical bills and lower quality of life. That is what we are really telling our children. Let's set you up for high medical bills, low quality of life, so that you can suffer. As parents, mothers, fathers, grandparents, is that what we really want for our children? Is it? Our work is cut out for us, parents. I think it's time, and I believe as a society, it is time that we really made a big effort for our children. Thank you for joining me in this program. See you next time. Bye-bye. Tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you've enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. So please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.